A word for you from Psalm 34, verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. The devil has from the beginning tried to deceive us, we as the human race, that the Lord is not good. That was the first temptation, where Lucifer in the serpent gave that suggestion to Eve, that the Lord knows that if you eat of this fruit, you will be like him. In other words, God is a spoilsport. He doesn't want you to enjoy real life. Now that is the devil's utterance. But if we taste of the Lord himself and not taste of the suggestions which try to paint God in an evil way, instead taste of God himself, we will find that he is good. Now usually we say that seeing is believing in English. But in this case, it's the other way around. Believing is seeing. Remember Thomas when he finally, with his doubts, the Lord Jesus graciously revealed himself to him and allowed Thomas to even touch him. And after Thomas sank to his knees and worshipped Jesus as the crucified one, then it was that the Lord said, "But blessed is the one who does not see but believes." You see, when you believe in God, when he enables you by his grace to fully trust him, for he is trustworthy, then it is that you see. Don't wait to see and then you'll believe. It probably will never happen. Don't expect that you must receive the same grace that Thomas received. Now, this is an expression that is very intimate. It is not just hearing by the ear, and it's not just seeing, but it is by tasting. It is a very intimate experience of your sense, that you can eat of the Lord in the sense. You can partake of him, and then it is that your eyes are opened and you see. Ugushuguti uJesu uti masinambite yena. Khona sizobona amehlo ethu azovuleka. It is when we taste of the Lord, experience him forgiving you, experience him leading you, experience God in an intimate way, so intimate that you can taste him. That is how close your Savior wants to be to you.